Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
You heard all the latest from Nick Costos. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Big weekend as well for both the baseball teams. Mets trying to stay alive. Right now they have that one game lead, but don't have the tiebreaker over the Reds. So the Reds one game back with three to play. Diamondbacks two games back with three to play. Also have the tiebreaker, which puts them in the conversation. You know, in the event that they sweep their series against the Padres and maybe the Mets lose two out of three against the Marlins. Yankees obviously battling for the division. You got the Ryder Cup that you're all into here, BT. We've been watching that this morning. There's a lot going on this weekend around the sports world.
Got the Jets Monday night.
Yeah.
And it's funny because there's so many different, there's different types of emotion with each situation. I think the Yankee fan right now is really confident. I think the Met fan is really scared. I think the Giant fan is really hopeful. It's like three different sets of emotions here.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, maybe most Met fans are anxious and pessimistic. I'm just, like, I'm resigned to the fact that they're not getting in. So when we sit here on Monday at 10 a.m., I believe we're going to be talking about the Mets having a lost weekend. And even if we're not, I'm not going to be excited about the postseason because I believe that they're going to get their teeth kicked in by the Dodgers. So to me, like in my mind, the Mets season has all, it's just all but final in my mind. It's already been decided what's going to happen one way or another. It's not going to be what it should have been, not even close to that. And I look forward to discussing that next week with you. We'll find out what happens this weekend. But that doesn't mean you can't lose hope of having a successful weekend and then the hope of getting in. I'm just realistic about it. I don't think they have any shot.
I meant to ask you this yesterday when we were talking about it. So, you know, the Chase Utley situation on Monday.
Oh, that's Monday. Okay. Yeah.
I meant to ask you this. So, do you need me to dig into one of the bags in the garage? Do you need some sunglasses? Do you need some eye black?
No,
do you need some wristbands?
No, dude,
you don't want any of that stuff?
I got the Phillies Chase Utley uniform that I have to pay off the bet with Surfside, Clement Surfside. He'll be joining us Monday. You have to dress up in a Surfside can. I'll be in full Phillies Chase Utley gear one way or another on Monday. I believe we have Larry Fitzgerald coming in studio as well. Like, he's coming in 11:20. I'm going to be sitting here in a Phillies uniform with Larry. And you got the Surfside.
Wow.
With Larry Fitzgerald in studio. That's going to be a little awkward.
Where is that costume?
Yeah,
I've got it.
No, yeah,
where
we
is
have it.
Where's it in the office?
Yeah, we have it back in the office. So that'll be
Does
fun.
It fit? I got to make sure it fits.
I'm sure it fits, I think it's big enough to fit Hoff, just in case.
Oh, so then I'll be all right.
It should fit you. All right, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Anthony is in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Ant.
All right, BT, just to go back a few minutes, you're talking about this, like, you know, all the emotions. If you're familiar with Anchorman, it's like I'm in a glass case of emotion right now. That's what it is with all the sports teams.
Awesome movie. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, listen, Giants, Dable, Jackson Dart, real simple. I mean, he doesn't have to light the world on fire immediately, but they have to look better. He has to look good. He has energy. There's excitement. I'm excited. Let's see what happens. Dable's going to either be fired or stay based on how the rest of the season goes. So we can hoo and ha all we want, but that's just a fact.
Yeah.
But a caller earlier was mentioned about, you know, a coach, you know, losing the fan base. It's plain and simple. I mean, everyone forgets Eli, Coughlin, they were out of town before they won the Super Bowl. Again, we're not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl by any means, but if Jackson Dart looks well, Dable's not going anywhere. So everyone can complain all they want. If Dart looks good, we're going to be have Dable, and hopefully it's something we can be confident and excited about, because it's, you know, it's been bad for the past 10 years. Luckily, I've seen two Super Bowls, but the reality is we've been bad.
Like, now, I bet you, I bet you there's some Giant fans out there, some, not many, some that are like, man, I want the kid to look good, but I don't want him to look too good because I don't want Dable back. There are some Giant fans who, no matter what happens, they don't want Dable back.
Of course, but the problem is that's an overarching problem, like, with everybody in general. Like, you know, you want to see good football and see your team win, but you don't like the coach. Like, can we not, you know, be so... again, I'm not going to get into it, but it's very parallel with so many things going on in the world right now. But the fact of the matter is, if they play well and look good, we shouldn't care. Like, we shouldn't be like, Dable. Like,
I'm with you, Ant. We're with you on that one. The best case, and thank you for the call, good stuff. The best case scenario for the Giants and their fans is to have Jackson Dart light it up on Sunday. They get a win, and they start to put together some wins here and some good effort. And you have Brian Dable and Joe Shane back. That's what you want, continuity. I mean, my God, we're going based off of if, or saying the best case scenario would be Dart to have great success, even with some struggles along the way, ultimately show the signs, have some success, they start to win, look like a competent football team for once, and then you keep Joe Shane and Brian Dable and Jackson Dart going into next year. That's what you want. Like, that's what everybody should want. Whether you don't like Dable or not, that to me would be best case scenario, no doubt about it.
What you don't want and what you can't have is where, just say Jackson doesn't distinguish himself enough. Let's just say that, right? He's not horrible, but there's just not a ton of evidence that you nailed the pick. Let's just say. But the record's so bad, you got to change the energy. You got to get rid of Dable. But Dart doesn't look too good where the potential coaching candidates that have experience probably don't want the job. Like, the next coach that the Giants hire, if it's not if Dable's not here for a little bit, you got to bring somebody who's got some experience.
Yeah.
And if Dart doesn't look the part, then what guy with experience that is worth anything is going to want the job?
Well, no, but they could want to come in and then redo it their way. I mean, and maybe get John Gruden. I don't know. You know, they probably never do that, but... You're talking about somebody with experience. That's a guy clearly who you'd want. I also wouldn't make that hire based on his opinion of Jackson Dart. That's how they got in trouble with Daniel Jones. Good God. Like, you shouldn't be hiring a head coach to placate the quarterback that you have in. No, absolutely not. Get the head coach. Let him decide everything. It's just got to be the right head coach. But obviously that should not be the conversation right now. Rock is calling from Long Island. What's up, Rock?
How are you? Hey, Sal, I go back to the conversation me and you had on Tuesday, and it's Friday, and I have knots in my stomach already. And I go back to the conversation where you say, well, Dable, when you said to me, hey, Rock, how did Dable do with Daniel Jones? And then I go home and I watch NFL Live, and I listen to what Neighbors has to say, and he says, you know what? This offense, it ain't the quarterback. This offense is the same offense as it was with Daniel Jones. Now I say to myself, listen, I don't need to be hit in the head with a brick to realize what he's saying. I don't need to be hit in the head with a brick to realize what you were saying. So I start thinking ahead for the future, because if this goes south, Dable goes south.
Right.
And who's the next man in line? You know what I'm saying? And I want to ask you, Sal, what do you think of Cliff Kingsbury being the next man in line? If it had to come to that. I know it's early in the season. I know a lot of people are relax. My Giant fan friends are like, relax. But I'm looking to the future. And what do you think of a guy like that?
It's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair question, Rock, and thank you for the call. What I would say, and BT, we talked about this a little bit earlier, like, I think that the offense is going to look different with Jackson Dart, meaning it's not just going to be, okay, well, here's the offense that we ran with Russell Wilson. We're going to run the same exact offense with Dart. There's no way. Costos just said that before. Like, there's no way that's going to happen. Boldy may have said it earlier in the week. But let's say that it fails for whatever reason. Dable's out. I would be intrigued by Kingsbury, just as I was with the Jets a year ago, where we talked about that, the potential of getting a young offensive mind. He failed in his first stop, has regained that credibility as an offensive coordinator, having success with Washington with Jaden Daniels. He would be on my list. I don't know if that would be atop my list. I want more of a known commodity. If I'm the Jets or Giants and I'm looking for same theory with last year. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's wrong. I would want a known commodity, an experienced head coach with proven success to come in here and trust that they would turn it around.
What if the Steelers fire Tomlin?
Oh, my God.
That's a layup.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
The hard thing about this is it's very easy to present what we want. I get it. We want a guy who's won, a guy who's not past his prime, a guy who's obviously experienced enough to deal with all the nonsense in New York, but Who the hell is that guy?
Yeah.
Does that guy even exist?
Well,
who?
I mean, it did exist last year with Pete Carroll. It does exist this year with
Gruden. Yeah, but you can make the case Pete was too old, and Pete doesn't look good this year. I mean, come on. Pete's almost 80 years old.
And you can make the case the Giants could go pluck Belichick away from North Carolina.
Belichick!
I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying I would even do that. By the way, that is not guaranteed either. Nobody ever heard of Shane Steichen. Like, would you want Shane Steichen? Basically, he's the same thing as Brian Daboll. And look what he's done in Indianapolis, or at least what it looks to be going on right now.
Yeah, but I don't think the Giants could take that risk again. Well, They've done it too many times. McAdoo, Jets did it again. Come on.
I know. The Jets did it again.
Yeah, but the Jets stink. Yeah. I mean, the Jets aren't the money. We're not looking at the Jets saying, hey, look what the Jets did. That's what you want to replicate.
I know, but you wanted Aaron Glenn. I did want Aaron Glenn. I'm just saying that, like, and we don't know whether that's going to pan out or not. It's 3 weeks in. It'd be foolish to make a decision on that. There are multiple ways to do it. I personally, after years and years and years of failure, you're right. Like, what's the difference with a new offensive coordinator versus what you did, what you had with Brian Daboll?
I wouldn't take that chance. If we get to this point, and I'm looking at it right now, real fast, if I said, all right, where do you think Daboll is on the list of the shortest odds to be the first coach fired?
I think he's in front of the list.
He's not. Mike McDaniel's one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, McDaniel, yeah.
Callahan's two. Who didn't even know the rules out there in Tennessee? He's been a disaster, my God. Daboll third.
Oh, that's because those guys could get fired in season. Daboll would be after the season, most likely.
Yeah, I don't think Dable's getting fired during the season at all. I just don't. Listen, I'm of the mindset, if it doesn't work out with Dart and Daboll this year, I think the Giants might have to go and try to trade for somebody. Hey, you know what? Here's two first-round picks, man. Save us. And I don't know if it was Peyton from Denver. Yeah. Probably not. He just got there. I don't know if it's Andy Reid from Kansas City wants a new challenge. I don't know who that person is. But, like, there was a point where at least Giants and Jet fans could sit there and say, well, maybe they can lure Bill Cowher out of the CBS booth. But Bill's been out for so long, that's no longer an option. I don't see a guy. To me, it's not Belichick. You know, even Carroll's too old at this point. I don't know who the person would be where it would fake a home run, unless you get somebody that's currently coaching that you would give up first-round picks to get.
They had a chance. Both teams did at Harbaugh. They let that go, foolishly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Time for the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
All right, it is perfect parlay pick segment week four. Going into week four here, Hoff has tied me atop the standings, 25 points each, and that is for correctly predicting the winners of the Jets and Giants. Hoff had both last week. You and I split, so we remain the same distance. You were second with 15. We have 25. Nobody has cashed a parlay yet. We've come close. I know last week I was 3 out of 4. Obviously, not going to get it done. Got to go 4 for 4 or 2 for 2 or 3 for 3. Each parlay worth different amount of points. 2-team 25, 3-team 50, 4-team 100. BT, what do you got for us in week four?
Well, I might have to go to the ATM machine here like you do with the casino when you say, all right, I'm going to go all in on this last hand. I'm going big. You know, I've been nickel and diming the first couple of weeks here. I'm going for the gusto. I'm going to play one big hand here and see if I can get a little separation. We're going for the 4 spot. First up, I've got Kansas City, who have been very largely unimpressive here. We just saw them against the Giants, obviously, getting 2.5 points hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we know about the Chiefs' offensive issues. They've had some injuries. That's part of it. And also, last year, they weren't really throwing the ball around a ton either. So they look fairly pedestrian, but they're well-coached. Mahomes, obviously, a stud. But the Ravens' defensive issues are beyond glaring. I mean, to the point where it's going to derail what they could do this year. This defense could be a big problem. So you're telling me that you give Mahomes almost a field goal at home? and it's against a team that is sputtering and very sloppy defensively, I'm taking Kansas City. Give me Kansas City plus 2.5. Up next, Green Bay's in Dallas. Now, we talked about this with Nick here. Dallas is just, they might be the worst defense. I mean, the Jets might be the worst defensive team as well. But Dallas' defense is awful. And you got to think that Parsons is ready to step up and just make everybody's life miserable in Dallas. You're laying a touchdown, which is a little worrisome when you only scored 13 points last week against a good Browns defense. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay the touchdown. Green Bay minus 7 in Dallas. Packers roll. They smack them. Next, I'm going to take the Bills. I also referenced this earlier. This is a big nut. Maybe the biggest one we're going to see all year here. It's going to be up there. Minus 6. It's been trimmed, I believe, to minus 15.5. I got to double check this, Hoff, if you can help me. I think it's minus 15.5. I think it just fluctuated there. Anyway, it was 16.5, but I think it's 15.5. They're hosting the Saints. The Bills are.
Yeah, 15.5.
There you go. So it is minus 15.5. So the Saints are going basically across half of the country, another road trip, and Buffalo is going to be very well rested. They play on Thursday. They played on Thursday against Miami. They didn't play this past weekend. So they've got those extra three-day cushions in there, and I think it's going to help out. And I think they just destroy them 40-10, 37-13. They're just going to pummel them. So the Bills minus 15.5. I love it. And then I'm going to go Monday night, and I'm going to ride another dog here. And I know that Denver is very good on defense and very well coached, and that's a tough place with the altitude. And I know Cincinnati's offense is never going to be great without Burrow. But Forsyth's got a sneaky suspicion. Play the odds here. Plus 7.5. I think it's a tight game. And I'm going to take the Bengals getting a little bit more than a touchdown here. So, in summation, 4 spot. Kansas City, plus 2.5, hosting the Ravens. Green Bay, lay the 7 against Dallas. That's in Dallas. Bills, minus 15 and a hook. Take it on the Saints. They'll whack them. And back to Monday, Cincy, plus 7.5 in Denver.
What are you saying, Hoff? 6.5?
What?
No, Hoff was saying 6.5. Which game?
The Green Bay game.
Okay.
Even better. Okay, it's been shaved down to 6.5. There you go. Thank you, Hoff. Minus 6.5, Green Bay.
There you go. All right. Hoff, what do you have for us here, week 4?
God. A lot of show themes going on today, so I picked out my favorite, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Anyway, all right. I'm going for a 4-teamer, like I always do, because I don't like any of these games again. Here's my deal, right?
You don't like any of the games, so you're going to go with 4 of them.
I've been very close, but not really. Close enough to lose. I'm going to L.A. as they take on the Colts. I know the Colts have been a great story. I know they put up a lot of points, but I do like the Rams, and I like their offense at the moment. And I listened to Costos for the first time ever because I usually check out during that segment. Just kidding. He said that Nacua is not going to be guarded that well because one of their top secondary guys on the Colts is out. I love that. So I'm going to take L.A. Rams minus 3.5 versus Indy. I'm doing the same thing as you, BT. I'm going to Dallas. Hmm. It's 6.5 is the number. I am also taking Green Bay. I think they're just going to steamroll Dallas. Dallas's defense is terrible. I think that a Pee Wee team could score off of them. So I'm going Green Bay minus 6.5. I am then going to Miami. 2.5, right? That's the number. Am I wrong with that?
Yeah, I can look it up here
quick. Yes. 2.5.
Miami minus 2.5.
Right. And I know that Nick loves the Jets. I know BT loves the Jets. I love Miami. Minus 2.5. There is no chance the Jets are going to win. Everyone's going to go over again this week at locals. I'm telling you right now, Dolphins, they found something a little bit last week. They're going to find ways to put up points against this Jets defense. I don't think the Jets are going to score like they did with Justin Fields the first week if he does play.
Yeah.
I just think that this offense is not good. And I'm going to give it to Miami minus 2.5. And then finally, I'm coming back here to MetLife, plus 6.5. Going G-Men, making it close.
Jackson,
you're taking
Dartrain.
The Giants plus the points.
6.5.
All right, yes. There you have it for Hoff. Hit me with it, Dove. See, I was torn here. I'm getting close. I don't want to get further away. You know, sometimes you get close and you start to fall off a little bit. I was torn. I was going to check down and just go 2 games. But I think I'm going to go 3-team parlay here. Number one, give me the Atlanta Falcons at home. Everybody liked them last week. They get their doors blown off and look awful. I wouldn't trust them as far as I can throw them. However, no Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota returning to Atlanta. I'll admit, this is an emotional bet here. I can't stand Dan Quinn. There's no way the sports gods can have Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota, who did the Falcons dirty, go in there and beat them when Atlanta desperately needs a win at home here. If Jaden Daniels were there, I wouldn't touch this game. It'd be a different line, obviously. Give me Atlanta and Raheem Morris and Penix to bounce back in a big way, and that defense to slow down and shut down Marcus Mariota, something the Raiders couldn't do. I picked against them last week. I got beat. Not this time. Give me Atlanta at home to beat Washington, and Mariota and Dan Quinn minus 2.5. That's game number one. Game number two, and this is the one I was like, eh. Just looking at it, one of these teams are going to be 1-3 at the end of it. Do I think the Chiefs are going to be 1-3 at the end of it, or do I think the Ravens are going to be 1-3 at the end of it? And I think it's going to be the Chiefs who are going to lose this game. Now, 2.5 on the road, could we be in a scenario where the Ravens can win this game by a point and I get screwed with the line? Maybe. But even in Baltimore's losses, they cannot be stopped offensively. Kansas City's not good enough defensively to slow down Lamar Jackson. I don't know what anybody is. And they're nowhere near the offense with Detroit or Buffalo to be able to keep up. Give me the Ravens minus 2.5. A little head-to-head there, BT, with okay. you. And then game number three, I think the Giants are going to win this football game. I just have a feeling. No logic involved. There's obviously the unknown with Jackson Dart, but with the little that we have seen with the RPO, Scadaboo taking over the bulk of the carries with no Tracy, I think the Giants are going to be able to do enough here to not only compete, but win this football game. And remember, no neighbors last week. Disappointing effort as usual for the Giants at home. I think that changes. Not just about Jackson Dart. Costos references. We talked about this earlier in the week as well, BT. This could be the game where that pass rush can get to Justin Herbert, who's more of a pocket passer than some of the quarterbacks the Giants have faced. So if I think they're going to win, give me the 6.5 points. So I've got the Giants plus 6.5 at home. I think they get their first win of the season. Atlanta minus 2.5 over the Commanders at home. And Baltimore on the road in Kansas City minus 2.5 to beat and cover that spread against the Kansas City Chiefs. Straight up, obviously, you know I'm going to go Giants. If I like that, I just gave you that pick right there. I think they win that game. So give me the Giants money line. And I just have a feeling the Dolphins at home, you know, this is their Super Bowl as well. I don't know if the Jets have enough offensively, and I haven't seen enough defensively from the Jets to give me enough strength to back them. I picked them last week. They burned me. I'm not going there again. Give me Miami to beat the Jets straight up.
Yeah, I mean, Jets defense has been awful. Quincy Williams is out. He's out for 4 weeks, and he's, you know, they're not really playing very well. I've really only ridden the Jets here once. I thought they'd pick. I picked them in week one. I picked them to lose week two, week three. So I'm trying to get away from the emotional play here, the heart play. But I think the Jets are going to win. I think the Jets are going to play well on Monday night. I think the Jets are going to win. Dolphins defense is really, really rough. And I do think the Chargers beat the Giants. I think Dart looks pretty good. I think there's some real legitimate enthusiasm. But the Chargers are just a better team. Give me the Chargers. Give me the Jets.
Hoff?
And I, like I said, Miami's going to win. I, too, though, am going the Chargers. Though I picked the Giants to make it close. These teams have to win until I can actually say they're going to win.
I get it. I tried last week with the Jets, came close but lost. I'm going to try this week for the first time with the Giants, and we'll see what happens. So then I have the Giants and Miami. You have, BT, the Jets and the Chargers, and you have in between again. You have the Dolphins.
And I'm going to get 10 points, and you guys are going to get 5.
Somebody's getting some blood. I mean, we'll see. We're not doing the same thing. I like it.
By the way, just also because you asked me to do it, I have the percentages.
Well, how'd you add up the percentage? What I wanted was the record.
Record and the percentages.
Okay, what's the percentages?
Once you get the record, you can do the math.
You do the math on that?
Well,
or did AI do the math on that?
I did. Yeah,
the calculator. What is it on the year? Just to give an idea.
What do you mean for all the picks we've made? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
So far,
just to give like a different layer to it.
We have different totals because we've all picked different amount of games.
Yes.
So, for example, 9 games for Sal, 8 for you, 11 for me. Sal is 5-4, 555 percentage. I'm 5-6 with a 455 percentage, and BT is 3-5 with a 375 percentage.
3-5.
All right, so you have 8 games. I had 9, and you have 11. All right.
Yeah.
I think that just adds another layer to it. I told last year we didn't count.
I think we should always do that.
Yeah,
I think because listen,
it's not going to count for anything though.
No,
it's not going to count.
No, but just reference.
Well, it's going to give the audience a chance, like if they want to follow one of us, at least get a sense, even if we're not banging a 3-play or a 4-play.
Right.
You get a sense of who at least is pumping out some winners more consistently. I like that actually.
Yeah, it just gives a little
context. It's good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's
Mickey,
heating experts.
Digger giving us a call. Mickey, dude, where have you been? Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going? I got a new job.
Everything's good with you guys?
Yeah, you know, same stuff,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, great, great.
No guys more like grave that. Digging for you now?
No. I work. Shout out to, Silk City Fire.
All right, so you're in the area still?
I'm in Patterson. I work out of Patterson. They're big, giant fans, Jay and Adrian.
Like, I know you were going through some serious health things, and I was trying to be there for you a little bit. We would talk.
Yeah,
but
everything is good, dude.
Yeah, but then, I didn't hear girlfriend. From you, and I was thinking the worst. I was like, God, I haven't heard from Mickey for years.
Yeah, and I got a great girlfriend. I emailed you.
You getting married?
I hope so, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
Hey, Sal's going to set up the bachelor party for you. Make sure he's involved, okay?
You guys can come.
You sound great. You seem happy. Do yourself a favor. Just tread lightly with the marriage stuff, all right?
Yeah, she's a good girl. I'm getting up there, you know. I'm 36 now. I'm getting up there. I got to start settling down.
Well, good to hear from you.
Wow. Not to sound morbid, but you thought he passed away, didn't you?
Yes, right? I did.
I know. I remember you telling me what he was going through, and I met him.
He used to call the overnights, and then I'm pretty sure he called us when we first started together.
He definitely did.
And it was bad. I remember talking to him, you know, for a little bit on the way home, trying to uplift his spirit.
We met him at DJ's. He came out to see us the first year.
Yeah.
He was out there.
I did a Knicks watch party with the overnight, and he came out. Like, Loogie was there, and Zoo was there, and he was just not in the best of health. Was going through some really serious things.
Yeah.
And I thought we lost him.
I know. That's awesome.
Sometimes
God
I get the emails
him.
And I'm like, oh, is this spam? Or I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, he sounds great.
He does.
Good for Mickey. Mm. Back from the grave. All right, BT and Sal.
That was going to get married.
But Mickey, that's a grave you don't want to dig. There you go. Call of the day. Good to hear from Mickey. By the way, BT and Sal's Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo, and by New York OASAS. Don't know, don't judge. Turn the page on stigma. Learn more at oasas.ny.gov. Who do you got this week, BT?
Micah Parsons here. Yeah, touch on this. Obviously, I'm going to ride the Packers, one of the picks here for the picks, and I just think he's going to go bonkers. You know, he obviously had the back issue. He went, you know, didn't really have much of a training camp, or at least had a truncated one. I think he's in shape. I think he's going to get more reps. I think he's looking to just destroy Jerry Jones. I think he had 1.5 sacks through 3 games. I think he gets 3 on Sunday.
Yes, looking forward to watching Micah Parsons Sunday night. For me, it's the player of the week, the man of the hour, Jackson Dart. I mean, that's all I care about. 1 o'clock on Sunday, he's the guy that I'm looking forward to watching, Jackson Dart. What is he going to do? How's the Giants offense going to look like? The RPO, the energy in the crowd, what's that building finally going to look like? We're going to have some excitement there from the Giants fan base at MetLife Stadium. So the story of Parsons going back to Dallas, must watch Sunday night, and obviously Jackson Dart and his first career start in the NFL, that will also, to me, be my player to watch. Let's finish up on the phones, BT. KC is on Long Island. What's up, KC?
Hey, guys. Basically, the Mets have an opportunity to erase the stench of the last 90 games. I feel that if they go 2 out of 3 against Miami, Cincinnati and Arizona are not sweeping their opponent. So taking 2 out of 3, we'll get it done and into the playoffs.
There you go.
Yeah, but does that erase the stench? And thank you for the call, Casey. Does that erase the stench of the last 90 games or whatever you said? To me, it absolutely does not.
Especially if they don't play well against the Dodgers. Like, if now it would go a long way in fumigating the stench if they were to advance like last year.
Yeah.
It still would create a discussion like, okay, why was this team now, you know, another year where they're 80 wins, 80-ish wins? So there's big picture conversation that needs to be had. But, like, if the Mets win 2 out of 3 this weekend, and if they were to beat the Dodgers and then get on a little run, I don't think that that's going to happen. But that, I think I know not you, I think most people will be like, okay, it changes how I feel about the season.
The way that I would say it is, you remember, like, the skunk smell in the house that I was trying to get rid of? So, like, right now I'm smelling the skunk with the Mets. I still smell the skunk. Like, I can't sleep. I got a headache. I wake up. My wife doesn't know what's going on. I'm like, you don't smell that? I smell the skunk in the house. If they make the playoffs, then it's okay. Well, we open up the windows. Still, it takes a little while. And then if they beat the Dodgers, now you got the fans going and it's starting to get out a little bit. Even then, I still don't think the full stench of the skunk is removed, even with a wild, forget about who they beat. Winning a wild card round, getting to the division series, that doesn't do it for me. That doesn't erase the stench of this entire season. So they got a long way to go to rid themselves of that.
All right, they're still getting 2 this weekend and they're somehow going to make it.
Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing today?
All right, Jeff, what's happening, buddy?
All right, guys, you know I'm a big Mets fan. They're going to do it. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, who are a better team than the Marlins. The Reds just lost at home 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. They're not going to lose all 3. They're going to find a way to get in. They're going to beat the Dodgers, and they're going to beat the next team. I'm
going to
be back in the NLCS.
Yeah, now, Jeff. That's a little ambitious,
Hold on. Being the Phillies are scared to death.
Who's pitching? Who's pitching, Jeff?
Yeah.
Who's pitching?
This weekend first, and then get to the playoffs.
McClain's going
to
pitch.
Yeah.
McClain's going to pitch game 1.
Okay. Yeah. Who's pitching the ball?
If they get to who's pitching tomorrow?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Who's pitching Sunday?
Yeah. Let's rephrase
Peterson's,
it. Who's good that's pitching this weekend?
Yeah,
Jeff, we appreciate the passion and the positivity, and thank you for the call. Like, you got to be realistic to a certain extent. You could say the Mets might take 2 out of 3. By the way, that might not be enough. What if the Reds sweep the Brewers?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough. And I don't think the Mets are taking 2 out of 3.
Reds didn't hit it all last couple games. They didn't hit it all.
Did anybody think the Mets will lose 2 out of 3 to the Nationals at home? And they did.
No.
Okay.
And they lost a couple out there, too. They lost a series to the Nats before that.
I think the big question becomes, can they win? Can the Mets get in with a 1 out of 3? And if you think that that's the case, then maybe it's a safe bet to say that they would be in. I'm not so sure that that's going to get it done.
Let me at least ask you this, because whether it's Peterson, whether it's Manaea, who the heck knows even how Sproat's going to do tonight, at least you have confidence that the trio or quad of their best 4 hitters is going to at least hit Alcantara tonight. Not that you're saying they're going to win the series or definitely get there. Or is the offense at least showing up and putting a few runs up against their ace?
I don't have confidence in that. No.
Well, then you're not making the playoffs. Like, if that happens,
I
hear you. Yeah. Then you might be right. If they don't, if they look feeble tonight and they lose, then they're not going.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see a continuation of what we saw last night. I'm not buying it. Dave is in the Poconos finishing up. What's up, Dave?
Davey?
Yeah, hey, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
Just want to pick your brain on this. If the Yankees win tonight, if Warren gets a job done, I think there's a chance that the Yanks are up 1 game over the Blue Jays going into Sunday.
Okay.
So, would you throw Fried on Sunday to guarantee division?
No.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
This, but you could still throw him Thursday.
Well, No, you're overthinking this, Dave. First of all,
we have all this momentum. We have all this momentum, and it could be lost when Crochet goes against
Understood. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Sorry.
And the Yankees, thanks for the call. They were just up against it. The Yankees already spoke about this. They're not doing it. And that's the right move. That is the right play. I just brought it to the air yesterday because I wanted to have the conversation, because I do think it's a point of consideration where, all right, if the Yankees win and in, independent of what Toronto were to do on Sunday, theoretically, if that situation presented itself, would you, just to have the conversation, throw Fried? You said no. I said no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.